Ended their losing streak to 4 games, their worst so far this season. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers host Canisius College at the Peterson Center. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. The women's team hosts Lehigh tomorrow. The Carnegie Mellon women are taking on Wooster College today. That game gets underway at 2 o'clock. And the Carnegie Mellon men are next in action when they take on Chatham. That is not until 10 days from now. They got a little bit of a break last Sunday. They lost to Bowdoin College. Is that how it's pronounced? Bowdoin? 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 That sounds like something falling down the stairs. I'll look that up during the break. They lost 66-62, whatever it was. Duquesne. No idea what's going on. What happened here? Duquesne Dukes men beat St. Peter's by a score of 68-59 last night. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Bedoin, bedoin. A chance of drizzle with a chance of rain and showers and wet shoes and runny noses for the rest of the afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Low of 50. Showers likely Sunday. Temperatures slowly falling throughout the day to 40 in the afternoon. Looking for rain showers and snow showers possibly Sunday night, with a low of 31, chance of snow showers Monday morning with a high of 37, and then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 45. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 56 in Beaver County, 54 in Butler, 51 in Washington. It's 54 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 55 at WRCT with new music from the Strumbellas.
It'll all make sense when the love is gone and the money's spent. One day we feel again, count the lines on the face, remember when. So we'll stand like a garden.
Bowdoin, it's pronounced Bowdoin. Is new music from the Strumbellas here on Radio 9. Ernie Freeman's going to take us to news time.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Doing newscast December 8th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Agriculture accounts for more than 10% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Small farm advocates in South Dakota hope the next farm bill curbs spending for industrial operations that are linked to those emissions.
Like many sectors, ag is under pressure to reduce its carbon footprint. Congress recently punted reauthorization of the Farm Bill, which maps out spending for many farm and food aid programs to 2024. Erin Johnson, an organic producer in South Dakota, hopes when lawmakers ramp up the debate, they take a closer look at conservation funding and where the money has been flowing.
Nationwide, I see some abuse with the EQIP program and these biodigesters.
He's referring to the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, which funds biodigesters. They capture methane from manure at factory farms, converting it to energy sources. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says it's the most expensive program practice and does more harm than good. But large operators contend they're responding to the demand for safely grown meat and are always working to modernize environmental practices. I'm Mike Moen.
Now from NBC News, a Texas judge Thursday granted an emergency order allowing a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to get an abortion in the state. Late last month, Kate Cox, a 31-year-old Dallas area mother of two who is about 20 weeks pregnant, found out that her developing fetus has a rare chromosomal disorder likely to cause stillbirth or death. Cox told NBC News Thursday she was hopeful and grateful after the judge's decision. Now to Nevada, where a federal judge has dealt three tribal nations a legal setback in their efforts to stop what could be the construction of the country's largest lithium mine.
Judge Miranda Dew has granted the tribes the ability to amend their complaint against the Bureau of Land Management, which they claim fast-tracked the project to meet growing demand for lithium. The Department of the Interior is hosting its 2023 White House Tribal Nations Summit in Washington this week, focusing on strengthening nation-to-nation relationships and protecting tribal homelands in an era of climate change. Jimmy John Thompson with the Timbisha Shoshone Tribe says Nevada is being overrun by clean energy projects and argues tribal communities will be left behind.
And some of it's even being funded by the federal government. None of that funding is going to the tribes. And we also feel like we are going to be the ones facing the biggest impact there. The entire state is just being overrun by folks from Canada, South America, looking at lithium mines and everything else, including nuclear.
President Joe Biden contends his administration has made what he calls record investments for tribal nations, but also acknowledges there's more to do. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service.
Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining. And I'm telling you, there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties, he's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber, you'll just have to grin and bear it.
Bowden. Pronounced Bowden. Bowden.
Bowden!
Okay, Dave.
Alvin, Simon, Bowden.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong. Call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. I got too cute of my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time.
If you love the oldies, I'm Jay Thurber. 107, much more music time. This is JJ Jackson, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output on Radio 9.
Here's a little tune that, for me, just kind of sums up the spirit of Christmas, past, present, and future.
WRCD.
Well, hello there. Merry Christmas, how've you been? Gee, it's so good to talk.
Thomas. Gee whiz, it's Christmas. On Radio 9, 113, much more music time. We'll have more new music for you in less than 10 minutes. We'll also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Here's Eddie Rambeau on Radio 9.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. You to me are soft as summer rain at dawn, and love we share, that's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble, but love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way, the way it's meant to be. All around I see the purple shades of evening, and on the ground the shadows fall. Again, you're in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble, but love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way, the way it's meant to be. And the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble, but love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way, the way it's meant to be. That's the way, the way it's meant to be. That's the way, the way it's meant to be.
It was natural that the scientists would turn to asbestos.
Ooh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary. She gets weary, weary. Won't you try some tenderness? You know she's there waiting and anticipating. She'll never, never have. Oh, no, no. Do why she gets weary. Won't you try, oh, try some tenderness?
Dog Night. Cover Otis Redding there on Radio 9. From the Clowns on Radio 9. At 1:21 chime time, new music from Duran Duran. What year is this? Boy, tell me, what year is it?
It's Christmas Eve, sir. It's not what I asked you, little twerp.
Anyways, new music from Duran Duran coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WYRCT comes in part from Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit AtticRecordStoreInc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WIRCT, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Well, the results are in, and yes, you guessed it. Everyone thinks I'm an idiot. But also, the other results were Kirsten and Amber conducted a poll this week to find out what their listeners' top 10 favorite Christmas songs were. Sounds like a BuzzFeed poll. 17 things you didn't know about Christmas music. So their top 10 Christmas songs, and they are going to spin them for you at 5 o'clock on the Kirsten and Amber Show. That is only on Tube City Online Radio. Kirsten and Amber were two friends who had a radio show in college, and 25, 30 years later, they have reunited, and it feels so good for them to bring their favorite music to you every Saturday afternoon, starting at 5, only exclusively on Tube City Online Radio. And then stay tuned. Why? For the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B., which talks about the Beatles. All that coming your way on Tube City Online Radio.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be?
This Bowdoin College. It's pronounced Bowdoin. Called Did you know that? A chance of rain this afternoon. Cloudy skies otherwise with a high of 61. Showers, maybe even a thunderstorm overnight. Low of 50. Showers likely on Sunday. Temperatures slowly falling to 40 degrees Sunday afternoon. Sunday night, rain showers maybe mixed with snow overnight with a low of 31. Monday, snow showers in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 37. Tuesday, sunny, 45. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies with a high of 41 degrees right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 56 in Beaver County, 54 in Butler, 54 also in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, we're at 55 degrees, 55 also at WRCT. With new music from Duran Duran. Is new music from Duran Duran here on Radio 9 with old Uncle Jay.
Jay Thurber plays more music.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business. Trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much.
much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Operators are telling me a tale. How too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. I've been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army crew, army car. How too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be.
Holiday music in this hour. We will also check your radio calendar coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Not for fans of red hats. Christopher Titus will have an Armageddon update for you after the 2 o'clock news. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Here's Elvis.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. While I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis, I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers, but there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man, show them, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. I'm digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Written and recorded originally by Jerry Reed, Elvis went into the studio to record it, and he could not get the guitar part right, no matter how hard he tried. Finally told his producer, "Why don't you get me that hillbilly guitar player to plays it on the original?" And that's who it was, Jerry Reed in the background, son. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests online at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jerry Reed, his own self on Radio 9.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, when he took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you're hot, you're hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wouldn't wear that black robe,
normal people should. That's what I call a hippie.
Jay Thurber Radio 9.
Just a little. Wait a second. What the heck was that train wreck? Whoa. Just stop right there. We were supposed to be hearing Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and then we got some. What is that imitation of? Let's try a little bit of that again. Hold on. Let's see. Was this? Oh, my Lord.
Won't you bless your sweet lips?
We got a sound-alike, what do you call it, remake in there. My gosh, I'm sorry for that, folks. We play the originals here. The original hits by the original artists on the original scratchy 45s. Here's Dion of the Belmonts. Dion on the Belmonts on Radio 9. I grabbed that Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs track out of the digital library, and I did not realize it was a remix. So it has been moved to the trash can. A lot of people say this show should be moved to the trash can. I don't agree. Do you agree? Let's think about it as we listen to Perry Como, shall we? Radio Calendar is coming up next.
Watch me now, here I go, all I need.
needs a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done every single day but one. Every night should I believe be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Cannonsburg Zone, Perry Como with the theme from the Odessa File here, Christmas Dream on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening, here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch, this wonderful weekend with your radio.
The makers of artificial Christmas tree needles that you can sprinkle on your carpet and make everyone think that you have a live Christmas tree. Yes, just like the real thing, you'll track them all over the house. They'll get into everything. You'll be finding them for months later. Pick up a bag of artificial Christmas tree needles today. Brings you the radio calendar for today, December 9th, 2023. And as we look in on the little house halfway up in the next block, we see that the Pittsburgh Glass Center is presenting This Is Becoming a Pattern. Now through December 21st, patterns can be found everywhere from nature to science, art, and more. A new exhibition at the Pittsburgh Glass Center called This Is Becoming a Pattern is a collection of works by six innovative artists from around the world who push patterns in new directions. Now through December 21st, at the Pittsburgh Glass Center, 5472 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. For more information, pittsburghglasscenter.org. The August Wilson African American Cultural Center presents the captivating works of artist Tim Okamura. This exhibition marks Okamura's first major institutional solo exhibition and features a series of large-scale works, paintings, and installations, Tim Okamura imagines an alternate reality, a society that closely mirrors our own, but is shifting toward a riotous dystopia. Warriors of Light, on display now through January 21st at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, 980 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, awaacc.org. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust presenting Workflow at the Wood Street Galleries, the first institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard, centering on the film that explores the velocity and momentum of blackness as it relates to the philosophical concept of acceleration. That's now through February 11th at the Wood Street Galleries, 601 Wood Street, downtown. Also through the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, it's MS User by Anisha Bade, an artist and writer from Kolkata, India, who's pursuing her MFA at Carnegie Mellon. That's at the 820 Gallery, now through February 18th, 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information about either of those shows or any event in the Cultural District, trustarts.org. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport has a concert this afternoon with the Monyok Chorale. That's at 2 o'clock. A family Christmas party at the McKeesport Carnegie Library, December 12th at 5 o'clock, and at the Duquesne branch of the library, December 15th at 5 o'clock. There will be a family trivia day, December 16th, that's next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Kids gift shopping spree, December 20th at noon, and a school's out kids movie marathon day, December 28th, plus a whole lot more. For more information about any of those programs, visit mckeesportlibrary.org. or call 412-672-0625. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. You have to be a nonprofit organization, but if you get it in, Keen Teens, we sure enough will get it on. Scaraldi Trio off the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, of course. At 1:47, much more music time, more news coming for you at 2 o'clock. We'll also check sports and weather in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Jay Thurber, more music now.
Searching for light and casing to find the right star. Oh, searching for light and
staple singers here on Radio 9. We've got another song of the season coming up right after this.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This, of course, Hanukkah began this week, Christmas a couple of weeks away, and Kwanzaa a couple of weeks away, but a very important season in Western Pennsylvania. Well, it's wrapping up today, and I'm talking, of course, about that solemn and religious and worshipful season that in Western Pennsylvania we call Rifle Deer Season.
A year ago November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow.
Two game wardens, seven hunters, and a cow.
I was in no mood to trifle. I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow.
Two game wardens, seven hunters, and a cow.
The law was very firm. It took away my permit. The worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason. Cows were out of season and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. Two game wardens, seven hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
Tom Lehrer celebrating the end of rifle deer season here.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Sports and weather coming up next. More new music on the other side of that. News for you at 2 o'clock. Here's Junior Walker and the All-Stars coming down your street in high fidelity on the big 900 in stereo. Junior Walker and the All-Stars on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. New music from Green Day. Again, what year is this? Coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. You remember all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Eric O'Brien brings them back to you every Saturday afternoon on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. It's a great way to unwind after your stressful week. So stay tuned for that coming up at 3 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, your Pittsburgh Penguins are about to make history, and not in a good way. Last night, the Penguins lost to the Florida Panthers 3-1, and they are now 0-37 on the power play. That includes a late shot with a 6-on-4 power play that had the potential to tie the game, and they could not get it done. The record for the most consecutive power plays without a goal was set by the Toronto Maple Leafs. They went 0-51 in one stretch, but your Pittsburgh Penguins are looking kind of struggle, like they're on the struggle bus. Let's just say that they lost, like I said, 3-1 last night to the Florida Panthers in Florida. Speaking of the struggle bus, Pittsburgh Steelers have two players on concussion protocol right now. The Steelers have placed outside linebacker T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith on the concussion protocol. Watt was placed on concussion protocol on Friday morning. Highsmith left Thursday's game in the first quarter with a neck injury. That game, of course, is the one that the Steelers lost to the hapless New England Patriots by a score of 21-18. The Steelers get a chance to regroup next Saturday at Indianapolis. Philadelphia Eagles security chief, who was ejected in last week's game for his role in a scuffle with 49ers linebacker Dre Greenlaw, is barred from the NFL from the sideline for tomorrow's game against the Cowboys. Dom DeSandro can travel with the team, but he's not allowed on the field. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers men host Canisius College and the Peterson Event Center today at 6 p.m. The women's team hosts Lehigh tomorrow. The Carnegie Mellon women are playing Worcester at this hour. The Carnegie Mellon men are off this weekend. They lost to Bowdoin on last Sunday by a score of 66-62. And the Duquesne Dukes beat St. Peter's last night by a score of 68-59. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Chance of drizzle this afternoon. Cloudy skies, 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Low of 50. Showers likely on Sunday. Temperatures falling throughout the day to 40 in the afternoon. Rain mixed with snow Sunday night. Low of 31. And then on Monday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. 56 right now in Beaver County. 55 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 55 degrees. Green Day is going to take us to news time. music from Green Day. The American Dream is killing me. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with The Week in Review. Hostilities are making humanitarian efforts nearly impossible in Gaza, according to the United Nations. Their agencies are warning there needs to be a ceasefire or thousands more people will die. The United States isn't supporting a ceasefire, but it has issued some of its strongest criticism of Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza since fighting began. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was a gap between the Israeli government's intent to protect civilians and the mounting casualties on the ground. Sally Patterson has more.
Speaking in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to protect Palestinian civilians. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 17,000 people have been killed since fighting began, following a surprise attack on Israel on October 7th. The White House says in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized the critical need to protect civilians and to separate the civilian population from Hamas. An Israeli government spokesperson told reporters that Israel had put in place measures unprecedented in the history of warfare to keep civilians safe.
An Indian politician and opposition leader, also known to be a fierce critic of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party, was expelled from India's lower house of the parliament on Friday. The action comes after she was embroiled in a controversy over a bribery charge from October. Shiroshi Mukherjee reports from New Delhi.
Mohua Moitra, member of the opposition party Trinamool Congress, was accused of asking questions in the parliament in exchange for money. She appeared before an ethics committee that started hearing this case from late October. The committee in its report declared that it found her actions to be highly objectionable, unethical, heinous and criminal. According to Indian law, a member of parliament can be expelled if the House votes in favour of the committee's report. Ms. Moitra's party strongly argued to allow her to defend herself, but the resolution was put to vote without allowing her to speak. She was expelled by a voice vote in the lower house of the Indian parliament, and many members of opposition parties walked out as the vote was being conducted in protest. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is trying to convince Conservative MPs to back new legislation on the government's Rwanda migration plan. The new bill is meant to resurrect the government's flagship policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda. The Financial Times political editor George Parker says it's a major challenge for Sunak.
The problem for Rishi Sunak is that I think he's sort of fated to try to get this policy through because it's become such a totemic issue for the Conservatives. So he is going to persevere. There'll be the vote next week in the House of Commons on this new legislation. The problem is it's a massive advertisement for the fact that the government hasn't got a grip on illegal migration. And the longer this saga drags on, the more I suspect the public will just roll their eyes and basically say, we'll believe it when we see it.
They didn't have the little thing at the end there that says, from bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. So I'll just add that there.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Lemming and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her skeletons in the closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. Starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber.